Welcome to the Journey Podcast, brought to you by Dr. Boyo. And today we're looking at something very unique, something that affects trips and journeys and from where you are to where you are going to, because where you are is here and where you are going to is there. And have you ever wondered the difference between here and there? It's just a single letter called the letter T. T stands for time. You can move from where you are to where you are going in this journey with time. Time is important. And so today I'm looking at a short story from this Bible in the book of 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to verse 3. A certain woman in that passage lost her husband, who was a prophet, a good man. But the man left behind a huge amount of debt, and the woman was not able to pay this debt. So the woman approached another prophet, a senior prophet, who was alive then, called Elisha, and said, "Do you remember my husband?" And Elisha said, "Oh yes, I know him. He said he's dead." "Oh," Elisha said, "sorry about that. So what's the problem?" And the woman said, "My husband was owing people a huge amount of money. And guess what? They've come to take my two sons to be their slaves." What the late prophet was owing was so huge that the woman could not pay. And the creditors came for her two sons, only two sons apparently, to make them slaves to the creditors. And so she went to Elisha to see whether Elisha could help her pray or give her some money. But in verse 2 of 2 Kings chapter 4, Elisha asked her a question. "What do you want me to do for you?" There was no answer. Elisha asked her, "What do you have in your house?" In the podcast today, I'm here to let you know that all you need to achieve God's plan and purpose in life is not far from you. "What do you have in your house?" the prophet asked the woman. And she said, "I have nothing in the house but a jar of oil." "I have nothing in the house." But guess what? When the creditor came, the creditor asked for her sons. The sons were more useful than the oil in the house. But the woman did not see so much use in the sons. When the prophet asked her, "What do you have in your house?" the woman said, "I have just a jar of oil." What happened to her children? Apparently, she didn't see her children as such wonderful investment that could bring a turnaround in her life. But the creditor was seeing what the debtor was not seeing. The creditor was seeing two young men in the house that could be his slaves. The mother of the young men did not see the young men and their potentials. And so when the prophet asked her, "What do you have in the house?" she said, "Just a jar of oil." And what did the prophet do? He asked her to go and borrow vessels, pour the oil in them, and the miracles took place with the oil. Have you ever thought of this? That a miracle could have taken place with the boys if they were given over, not to the creditor, but Prophet Elisha. "That I have two sons here. I know they have great destinies. I know their father laid hands on them. I know their father loved them. I love them so much. Can we pray? Can we educate them? Can we do something about them? Maybe they could learn a trade, learn a skill, and be able to even make enough money to pay up the debt." But she ignored what she had in her house, two sons. I remember a story like that in Exodus chapter 4. God told Moses to go back to Egypt, and Moses said they would not believe him or listen to him. And God appeared to Moses and told Moses, "What is that in your hand?" And Moses said, "I have a rod in my hand." And in Exodus chapter 4 verse 3, God told Moses, "Cast the rod on the ground." So the ordinary rod that Moses was using to lead sheep and to lead animals that had no value in his eyes, a dry stick cut off from a living tree, and he cast it on the ground, and the dead stick became a living snake. It became so alive, so much alive, that the Bible says in Exodus chapter 4, verse 3, that Moses fled from it. So what was in Moses' hand was a terror for Pharaoh. But because Moses did not understand the value of the rod, he thought it was an ordinary rod. So when God asked him, "What is that in your hand?" he said, "I'm just a rod." Like the woman said, "I'm just a jar of oil," and she had children in her house. I don't know what you're going through in your life. Could it be that you've ignored the things around you and you're trying to look for what else can be used to take you from here to there? Like I said, time is just a thing, but T also stands for the tools of the trade. Is it possible that there's something around you, within you, in your skill set, in your background, something that you can still work on and surrender to God that can take you from where you are to where you're going? It's not always people. I love people. People can help you out. But sometimes what you're looking for is just within your reach. The two sons and the rod. There was a simple case in John chapter 6 where there was hunger. People had followed Jesus, about 5,000 of them, and they were very hungry. And they met Jesus, the disciples, and said, "These people are hungry. Come and buy them food." Jesus Christ, "Okay, feed them." I said, "Master, if we're to give them food, we do not have that kind of money." And he told them, "Let them sit down." And they sat down. But they were able to say in verse 9, "There's a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish." But they made a comment in verse 9b, "But what are these among many people?" What can 5 loaves and 2 fish do among many people? That's why in verse 10, Jesus Christ ignored that negative comment of what can these 5 loaves and 2 fishes do. You have 5 loaves and 2 fishes in your house. He told them to tell the people to sit down. And in verse 11, Jesus took the ordinary, insignificant 5 loaves and 2 fishes, took the loaves, and gave thanks. Sometimes you can get to where you are going when you give thanks for the little that you have, when you give thanks for the rod, when you give thanks for the two sons. And he did what? He broke the loaves. At times we need to break what we have. Not break to give alone. At times we need to be humble, and we need to look at what we have with the eyes of thanksgiving. And Jesus, by faith, began to distribute the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And the Bible says in John chapter 6, verse 9, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish as much as they wanted. Verse 12. So when they were filled, he said to the disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, so that nothing is lost." And there are 12 baskets left. From just 5 loaves and 2 fishes, Jesus fed 5,000 people, and then 12 baskets left. But remember the comment, what is this among this large crowd? Maybe you are looking down on what you have. You don't have a father, you don't have a mother, you don't have anything, but you have something in your house. Can you just pray and ask God to open your eyes to see the invisible? Can you pray for God to lead you? There will be something somewhere that you have that you can add as a tool to the time, and you can move from here to there. I don't know what you're going through right now. It's not just the jar of oil today. It's that the two lads are there. Don't let the creditor take the lad. Train them. Believe in them. The destiny is inside those children. If you can love them, the Bible says, train a child the way he should go. When he's old, you'll not depart from it. God can turn things around. I just want to pray for you this before I close here today. For that which you have in your hand, is it a rod? Is it a jar of oil? Is it 5 loaves and 2 fishes? Father, I pray that whatever people have in their hands today, we carry them from here to there. We make them be able to do all that they were born to become, and that you will bless what they have as they give thanks for what they have. That what they have will not be more than enough to do what they have been called to do, they will not spare to give out. Thank you, because you are going to work on people and turn things around in their lives as they think of what is that in your hand. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Thank you for being with me this night as I shared with you on this podcast today. I pray that you will keep in touch and listen to more of the messages on this podcast coming your way, and thereby we'll move from here to there. in this journey. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.